Speaking of dough, without getting to specific numbers, but like compare the cost comparison to other metal roofs and even to just a normal, what I would call a normal roof, I guess.
Yeah. So again, we were doing, our focus was on making steel product look like shake, replacing shake with something better. And so when we do direct comparisons with cedar, when we first started, we were about 30% more expensive than cedar, but of course the roof lasts five times as long, literally. And when you do a direct comparison now in today's economy and where things have gone with the price of wood and all of the other factors which have influenced that, we are actually now less expensive than cedar. And the installation is the same. And so you end up with a roof cost, which is actually less. And so recently we actually did a bid on an insurance job, and I won't say where it is, but it was a large project for a church. And the adjuster ended up recommending our product because it was less expensive than cedar, and it's going to last them five times as long. And if you do a direct comparison to standard, what we refer to as commercial standing seam, it's almost exactly on par, depending on the nature of the roof. In other words, how steep it is or how chopped up it is. It'll be within 5%. We don't typically compare asphalt shingles. It's like comparing a Ferrari with a Volkswagen. What's going to happen, though, in my estimation, is when people start to realize the long-term benefit and value of this product, it'll no longer be viewed as a necessary evil. It's going to be viewed as an investment because, as everybody knows, all these prices keep going up on everything. And at year 50, this roof will still be considered new. So if you compound even at 3% a year over 50 years, that initial investment will actually be worth more when you sell the property than, because we always get that from people, oh, I'm going to be moving in 5 years. Well, great.
Yeah.
Put this on. Your curb appeal is going to be that much better. They're going to get a roof that's going to be that much stronger. And it never used to be, but people are paying for that long-term value now. They don't want to have to shell out or have... they're selling the house and somebody's saying, well, we know what, it's going to cost this much to change the roof. That's coming off the selling price. And now it's like you just lost twice. You paid for that cheap roof and now you're losing it again because it's coming off the selling price.
Yeah, exactly.